It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of
Visalia. Woo! Woo! That's good. Good.
Did you like the TikTok I posted with all of our intros?
I did like your hilarious TikTok. It was good.
I laughed so hard making that. It took me like 5 seconds to put together, and I was like, I'm not even going to edit this. It's so funny as is.
I like all your horror words that were just like.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's good.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Chad didn't get it, but.
Chad doesn't get a lot of things, so.
Chad's just sad. He's not on the podcast.
Sometimes we just have to explain things to Chad.
Yeah. He's like, where's the composition? That's an inside joke. And I was like, no, it just sounds stupid. That's what makes it funny.
Yes.
Like it.
Get over it.
But that is the Chad podcast. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Well, I thought we'd do a Get to Know Randy episode today.
All right. Get to know me.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to start off strong.
You're just going to ask me a bunch of questions.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your astrology sign? What's your sign?
Libra.
Libra?
I am a Libra.
Oh,
I'm a laid back Libra.
Look up your sign.
You gonna look at my horoscope today?
And tell you your future.
Yes, I'm a laid back Libra.
I have a follow up question to that.
Yes,
and that would be like, you know how the Chinese year you were born is like the rat, the dragon, the rooster.
I have no idea.
You don't know? Do you want to tell me what year you were born on?
I'll whisper it
so
to you.
So I can look it up.
I'll whisper it to you.
No. Write it down.
I'm old. 1970.
Let's see. Okay. 1970 year. I'm just going to repeat it.
Yeah. Let's just not repeat that anymore.
Just rub it in. Year of the dog.
Woof.
That's interesting. So that's...
Not year of the snake or year of the cat or...
No, you know, mine's pretty bad.
What's yours? The year of the rat. The year of the rat.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of shit for that.
You know, rats make pretty good pets, though.
My friend has rats. She said that, yeah... They were fun.
They are. We had one rat who was a pet, and he lived. Mr. Rat was his name, actually.
Mr. Rat.
Yeah, that was his name. You know, it's easy.
Gosh.
It's easy. And he lived a long, happy life. Even the cat liked Mr. Rat.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Rat had his glass.
This sounds like the opening of a Dr. Seuss book.
Had his glass cage, and the cat would go and just kind of watch him, and he never tried to eat him or anything. He just watched him. And I really think he tried to talk to him a little bit, too.
I bet they did talk.
He was looking for friends.
Yeah. I bet they did talk.
I bet they did communicate. Yeah.
That's wild.
He's probably like, does that jerk feed you? He doesn't feed me a lot.
I know. What's going on your side of the track?
Yeah, what's happening over there? Yeah. But I will tell you, there are a lot of upkeep with rats. You have to get their nails trimmed. You have to get their teeth trimmed.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds awful.
Their teeth is like, they said... The doctor way out on Ben Maddox. It's like he's a horse doctor,
mm-hmm.
but they're a veterinarian. They do all things.
Lone Oak.
Yes, that's the one. Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ranch, and they've got
Yeah, they do all the unique creatures.
Yeah.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah, all the little creatures.
That's the type of vet I would be if I were a vet. Yeah.
And every month or every 2 weeks, sometimes I had to take Mr. Rat out there, and they trimmed his teeth, and they said it doesn't. I'm like, it's gotta hurt. I'm like, nah. It's like trimming your nails.
Yeah.
For them.
But so wild. That makes me wildly uncomfortable. Yeah. Thinking about getting your teeth trimmed. It's like, gross.
That would hurt us. Because, we have bone, and theirs is...
Oh, theirs is like cartilage kind of...
Yeah, it's like fingernail stuff. Ooh. So whenever they taste something, it's like... It's flexible, in other words.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they usually cut their teeth on like wood and stuff. So we got them some wood, but it didn't help. Anyway, Mr. Rat eventually got cancer.
Oh, no.
And he passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That is probably
his jaw, poor guy.
Because he didn't get his teeth trimmed off.
No, he got his... Oh, God, no. You know how much I spent in getting his teeth and nails trimmed?
I can imagine. It is a lot. Animals are expensive no matter what, but that is a very fun fact about you.
There is a good fun fact. It wasn't my rat to start with. Any pets we have in my house, I have adopted.
Isn't that what it always turns into, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? I'm sorry. Go back to talking about rats. No, I'm just kidding. What's something you can't go anywhere without? What do you have to have on you at all times?
My phone and my wallet.
Okay. If you couldn't say those two things and you had to pick something to take with you everywhere, couldn't be a person, not a pet, what would you take?
Couldn't be a person or a pet.
No person, no pet.
My belt.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That is a good one. Mm-hmm. Mine would be my keys.
Your keys. Yeah. Keys are essential.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're going fun, then like a backpack or something, a magic backpack.
A magical backpack. Yes. Yes. I love that.
Okay. What has been your favorite part of today?
Today?
This day right here, right now.
Let's see. My favorite part of today so far.
It's been a wild day. Let's be honest.
It's been a wild Monday because I had Subway. That was my wild
Ooh.
Monday. That's
Ooh.
The most wild fun I've had.
I have a follow-up question for that.
Yes.
Are you here to fix the AC? We have a visitor.
Michael's here.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm here to do.
Michael, the AC, fix
yeah,
it, man.
It's hot in here.
I brought my wrench from my car, and I'm just going to pound it on the yeah. for a couple.
Perfect. Thank you.
Feel free. Feel yeah. free.
No.
It's
if
a little
you're not
warm
here to
right
fix
now.
The AC, what are you here for?
I wanted to ask if you needed a bucket of ice. Cause
I might. It's hot in here. I'm sweating.
We do have, I showed you, right?
No.
We've got an ice machine.
No.
Yeah.
Because I tried to put ice in my water bottle the other
When
day.
I make my first million, that's what I'm getting in my house is an ice machine.
Like a Sonic ice
a
machine?
A build, no. Well, oh. yeah, that kind type of ice, yes.
Yeah.
This is little squares, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
But hey, it's an ice machine.
That's pretty cool. Those are expensive.
Ice machine.
I feel like it's only worth it if you get the pellet ice.
Yeah, the
like,
crunchy
that's
ice.
That's Sonic
right?
ice, yeah.
Yeah, Sonic ice. Yeah. It's a noun
it
in this studio. It's a noun. We take it seriously. And we love our Sody Pops.
We love our Sody Pops.
Yeah.
That's what my grandpa always say, too.
Yeah,
get yourself
Sody
a pop.
We're getting to know Randy on this podcast.
Yes, we are.
Do you have a question for Randy?
Do you have questions, Michael?
Do I have questions?
Speak loudly into the mic.
Hey, so when did you decide you wanted to be this cool?
Ooh, that's a like good
what
one.
Age did
I was going to save that as the
you know
very
what?
Last one.
I'm
going to
start
one.
Being cool.
I've never been cool.
He's always been cool. That is the correct answer.
Well, I've never been cool. When I was 8 or 7, that's about the time I decided I want to be a DJ.
You know who that's says I've never been cool?
Cool people?
People that are naturally born cool.
The
you
coolest.
Can't, you can't teach it.
Exactly.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Now it's getting thick in here. Getting real thick in here.
Randy is
it's
also very humble. Yeah.
It's the heat. It's the heat.
But my follow-up question to your original statement.
Follow-up question.
What is your Subway order?
Oh, 6-inch turkey on white or sourdough, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever cheese I'm feeling that day.
Ooh, what are your
today
like,
was
top two?
Today was American.
Today was American?
Yeah, you know.
Is American one of your top two?
It's kind of boring, actually.
I like American. My go-to is Pepper Jack, though.
So is mine.
That's a good
on,
cheese.
On number two. So go-to is Pepper Jack. And they always say, you want to get it melted? I'm like, no.
Oh,
no, I don't.
Come on. You don't get your sandwich toasted?
Well, it's 117,000 degrees outside.
You
no.
Know,
no, I don't.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah. Follow you want me to go on?
That?
Lettuce, tomatoes, mustard.
Do you do oil and vinegar? Yes or no?
I do.
All right.
That's
See,
your follow-up?
That's all I need to know.
Wow. Yeah.
What is
Easy
your
questions.
Ideal temperature?
Ideal temperature?
Yes.
75 degrees.
Mm. Okay, sunshine or shade?
Shade.
If you're going 75, you're going to go shade?
Yes.
What would be your sun temperature? 68.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
At least.
Yeah, I feel like that's the go-to.
Yeah.
At most, you mean? 68 in the sun?
At most,
yeah. Good sunshine. Okay.
It's hard questions.
Yeah, these are great, right? Mike's very much enjoying this. What was the last 10 out of 10 TV show you watched?
The last?
Mm-hmm. Or only? he was talking about these easy questions.
Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Do you have a hidden talent?
No.
Can you juggle?
Nope.
Mm.
I could try. I could try.
I would like to see that. Can we find juggling
items? I've tried before.
Okay. We're going to take a... You're going to have to edit this pause out because I'm going to rifle through my bag.
You got to rifle through your bag?
You know, women in bags.
Nothing breakable, please.
No. Okay, I have a bag of popcorn.
I wholeheartedly expected you to pull out a rubber chicken.
I wish I had a rubber chicken.
You know, they sell these at the dollar store, the $1.29 store. I have
really?
Buttered. And it's very good.
That sounds good. My other coworker brings those to me at my other job.
Hmm. Is this just normal pop? No, I can't. Is this just normal popcorn? Or is this buttered?
Yeah, I think it's just normal popcorn.
Okay.
You know who sells individually packaged popcorn?
Who did?
Smart and Fine. But it is the hardest thing to find.
That's interesting, because I worked there for like 3 years and I didn't know that.
They have, it's right next to like where they keep the nacho chips. It's a large bag of individually packaged popcorn, and it goes for like, I don't know, $12.99 or something, and it has like 30 bags in there, but it is literally the only
item
that...
Can't do three. I'm not able to do two. We'll see.
Whenever I go in there, it is gone.
That's it. That's all I can do.
The popcorn, though, you'll have to give
me
some.
The popcorn is sold out. Popcorn and cotton candy. Those two things are always sold out.
Okay, that's the best I can do for juggling.
I mean, is it really even juggling if it's not three items? It's not.
You want to see them all fall? You want to see Darth Vader fall to the ground?
No,
give me the third one.
I respect Darth Vader.
Yeah, sure.
So much.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the answer to that question is no, for sure. Randy can't juggle.
The dark side is with him.
You know, there's a TikTok I saw on how to juggle. I will send it to you, and we'll try again next time.
All right, send it to me.
My goal in life is to get Randy to juggle.
We're going to have to play 20 questions with you.
Oh, sure, eventually.
Oh, eventually. Oh, yeah, eventually.
You know what's a good time for eventually? Right now.
Oh, no. This is a get to know Randy. We already introduced it as get to know Randy, okay?
Doesn't mean we have to stick with that title.
Yeah, you know, but we do. I'm at the big microphone right now. I'm at the big board, so.
To be fair, we kind of did a get to know you.
We did,
on
exactly.
Podcast number one.
Exactly.
Since you came back, I know.
Yeah.
We can dig deeper, though. We can take a deep dive into that.
Yeah, like, what is your, well, we already know my rat sign. I'm year of the rat, but.
What's your astrological sign?
I'm a Leo. But this isn't about me. What do you think the most annoying habit a person can have is?
The most annoying habit?
Yes. I know we kind of covered pet peeves, but, like, this is flat out, like, if someone around you did this every day, what would you be like, absolutely not?
Not listening to anything that I say.
Mm.
And then going to do the opposite. When
Ooh.
I tell you to do something,
Ooh.
Or ask you
that
to do something,
like teenagers.
They normally ask you to do something nicely.
We asked you to fix AC, Mike. AC's not fixed. No, it is getting a little cooler in here. I'm not actively sweating. I'm only passively sweating now. So,
oh, it's,
I think it's
interesting
cool.
Because it's 85 degrees and it was 84.
No, are you kidding me? Then I'm sweating too much. That's what. That is what is happening.
Maybe you're just blushing. I don't know.
What are you having for dinner?
I have not a clue. I won't know until I get home.
What would you like to have for dinner?
Salisbury steak, fries, salad.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'll take a tuna sandwich.
I do love a good tuna sandwich, though.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah.
So, and this weather, I'm hungry now. What is your favorite dinosaur?
The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
No explanation, just 'cause.
Just because. What show are you currently watching?
Dateline NBC.
That's a good one.
True crime.
Yeah, we talked about the podcast a little bit.
See?
What are you going to do for your birthday this year? Any plans?
Probably work.
Mm,
that's,
me too.
That's my normal birthday.
Mine's on
work.
A Friday this year, though.
So. Oh, it's on a Friday?
It's on a Friday.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You can do something.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what day my birthday is on.
Well, find out right now. We need to know.
While
people need to know.
Interesting fact about T-Rexes.
Oh, let's hear it.
I love this. Michael, go for it.
Get to know T-Rexes.
So I read recently that they said T-Rexes have short arms because it was an evolutionary adaptation to them possibly, like, fighting other T-Rexes and them constantly losing their limbs.
They're, like, boxing?
Yeah, so they actually had long arms, and because they were just losing their arms all the time, getting in fights, that they naturally just became smaller.
That's interesting. That is a fun fact.
Wow.
Does that change anything about your answer, Randy? You look bewildered.
I love that. I love that fun fact.
And that is why the T-Rex is my favorite.
And that's why I chose the T-Rex.
I knew that.
My birthday's on a Thursday.
Boo. We don't like that. And he's a Libra. My goodness.
Well, that means you get to use two PTO days because you can take Thursday and Friday off.
And then you get a four-day weekend.
Yeah, sure. Then you can schedule music and do all that stuff for me.
Yeah, we're playing nothing but Nickelback.
It's a nothing but Nickelback weekend.
With Nicky. Oh, yeah. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Like, what kind of blue?
Oh.
Distinguish.
A midnight blue.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Midnight blue.
Very good.
Yes.
What food would you eat every day if you could?
Oh, man, it's hard to narrow that one down.
Pick a couple. I'll let you pick a couple. It's
pizza,
good
taco,
what
lasagna.
Kind of pizza? Hold on. What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Okay.
I'm easy.
Okay.
Tacos, carne asada tacos. Mm. Lasagna,
mm-hmm.
meat lasagna.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Ooh. You know, Anthony makes a really good spaghetti.
Does he?
I'll have to bring you some for your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, this was all a secret ploy to get Randy the
best. As long as there's no jalapenos in there or something. Don't go crazy on me now. I'm pretty
wow.
simple.
That was
crazy. It was not.
No, it's actually really good spaghetti, but it is a little spicy. But not like Mexican spicy. Like, I don't know, Italian spicy.
Italian spicy?
Yeah, because it's spaghetti.
Yeah, it's a spaghetti. Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of a fun one. Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
Okay, you have a brother or a sister?
Sister.
What's your sister's favorite color? Get to know Randy's sister.
Not a clue these days. Not
no
a clue.
No idea? What did it used to be? Like, if you ever associated a color with her.
I never associated a color with her.
Oh, that's sad.
I could text her and ask her right now.
My sister is pink, 100%.
Your sister is pink?
Hot pink. Like, she gets her nails and her toes done hot pink.
Yep. Well, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color would have to be... Okay, my favorite color to wear is black. My favorite color to, like, own objects in is black. My favorite color to have phones in is now gold. And,
Is now gold? How long have you had that phone?
24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah.
Wowza.
Well, you know, my fiance likes to, if I ask for something, he buys it.
Here we go.
I'll have a new one next week. Don't worry about it.
When you get married, that'll all go away, so enjoy it now. Right, Michael?
That's how it goes.
I don't know. It's been that way for a while. I'm very well taken care of. Anyway, I think black, solid.
Anyway.
But I do enjoy red.
You enjoy a red?
Yeah, like a deep, like a maroon.
Like a rouge?
Yeah.
Yeah, deep
French
red.
French version of maroon. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Deep red. We're pending the Randy's sister's favorite color, but until we get there.
Yeah, she's text.
Oh, good.
I text her.
Oh, good. Okay.
She's probably like, what the hell are you asking me this for?
Please update us when she responds.
Sure.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Band.
Huh. What instrument did you play?
Drums.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this, you and I, at one time.
Long time ago.
Probably.
Very long
We're
time
slowly
ago.
Slowly getting to the origin story of when Randy started becoming cool.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We are knowing more.
Back in sixth grade.
What is your favorite mammal? Oh, this is apparently a very tough question.
Apparently it is. I don't know. I have many favorite mammals.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm a little disappointed.
Can I get back to you on that one?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What's your favorite insect? It's just
all right.
Keep getting worse.
Getting thicker and thicker here. My favorite insect?
Uh-huh.
I don't like any insects.
Well, you have to pick one.
Maybe the ladybug.
Yes, there you go. That's a good one. I think mine would be the ladybug as well. Or maybe a butterfly. Soft creatures.
Butterfly is nice.
Yes. Yes. Good butterfly.
Good butterfly.
What's your favorite butterfly? I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. What's your favorite room in your house?
My bedroom, because it's always like 72 degrees
in
there.
That's nice. That is super nice. Mine, I think, is the kitchen because there's food in there. But not this time of year.
There's a TV, there's a bed,
mm-hmm.
there's a bathroom close by. The air conditioning is always on at this time of year, so yeah, I'm down with my bedroom.
That's nice. Which movie or TV Kitchen. Show mm-hmm. would you want to come true in real life?
Ooh, tough one.
Yeah.
Either Friends or WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'm confused. What is that? Is a show?
Yep.
WKRP.
In Cincinnati. Go YouTube that one.
Okay.
You will laugh.
I'm doing it now.
It's old. Even when I was a kid, it was old. But you laugh.
Okay. I like that those are both already based in real life from what it sounds like. And you didn't say, like, Superman or...
Nope.
Any of the superhero ones or, like, the one where the wishes come true or the one where the kid's nightmares comes true.
Well, that's more movies. You said TV.
I said TV show or movie.
Oh.
To be fair.
Mm.
Instant replay.
Well, if we're going movies, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Ooh, yeah, that's fun. Hot Tub Time
and maybe
Machine.
John Wick because.
Ooh, yes. I that like one. That answer. Be That's yeah. better. I like that answer. Okay. What is the next place you want to travel to?
Gave her the answer she wanted, so she moves on.
Exactly. That's what this is all about.
New York.
Interesting. Have just, you ever been?
No, just to look at the old buildings, if nothing else.
The architecture. I respect it.
Inside and out, yes.
Favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
What kind?
Vanilla, chocolate, coconut.
You ever like had pistachio? Coconut?
No.
I know someone whose favorite ice cream is pistachio.
I know someone whose favorite is mint chip.
Mine is mint chip.
Is that you?
Okay. Probably, yeah.
A couple Unless people came to else. Mind. And I guess you were in there.
I was one of those.
Chocolate, vanilla. I'm pretty plain Jane when it comes. I like chocolate and vanilla mixed together if we're doing soft serve.
Anthony hates chocolate ice cream. Loves vanilla, hates chocolate.
Blasphemy.
I know, right?
Blasphemy.
I love chocolate. Oh, it's crazy. Okay, what is your favorite meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Dinner.
I think mine is probably dinner.
Sometimes lunch.
Sometimes breakfast is hard to, coordinate. Yeah. But I love eating breakfast food the most. I'll eat breakfast food, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or snack, or second dinner, or pre-breakfast.
Second dinner? Pre-breakfast?
Call that fourth meal.
Yes. Wow.
Fourth meal.
I like second dinner.
Fifth or sixth meal, it sounds like, Michael.
Is fourth meal trademarked? I think fourth meal might be trademarked. How long is your commute?
10 minutes.
Favorite season?
I would say fall/winter because Christmas.
Okay, yeah, I like Christmas time. That's a season.
That would be my favorite holiday.
The time of Christmas.
Fun fact: Christmas, my favorite holiday.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna ask it, so I'm glad you threw that in there.
That's what I'm here for.
We got three more questions.
Three.
Okay, these are really good. What's your favorite board game?
I like Candyland and Monopoly.
Ooh, if you could only pick one.
Oh, now she's narrowing it down. Yeah. If you could only pick one. Candyland.
That's a good one. Do you like Chutes and Ladders? This doesn't count.
Chutes and Ladders is okay.
Okay.
I like Hungry Hungry Hippo. It's not really a board game, though.
Okay. Now, before we answer the last two questions, we're going to rewind a little bit to your favorite mammal, because you forgot to answer. You passed on that one.
Oh.
So, mammal, warm-blooded creature. So pick
if I were to ask you, she would say, if I were to ask her, she would say, Anthony, he's my favorite
mammal. Yeah. It's a lion. Yeah. Cat. Rat.
Yeah.
Dog.
You know.
You really like rats? You seem to really enjoy rats.
I just told you the story about Mr. Rat because we were stalling because you were looking up a question or something.
Yeah. But it was a good story. And I associate rats.
I'll say cats and dogs. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
But if you had to narrow it down, no, I'm just kidding.
If you had to narrow it down, my wife, okay? The wife.
How do you
She's
take
my favorite
your coffee?
Warm mammal. Huh?
How do you take your coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
This is shocking news.
Blasphemy.
Breaking news. What?
No. I drink tea. Cold. Iced tea.
Okay. I do like a tea. But how?
Like every day.
How do you?
Unsweet tea.
No. Like, how do you not drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Wow, not even iced?
Nope.
Like when was you were never a coffee drinker?
Never.
This is information that I feel like I should have known way earlier. I apologize.
Never.
Wow. Okay. Well, that question doesn't count then. No.
So let's ask another one. Fire away.
Last question. What is your most prized possession?
See, if you were to ask her, she would say, my fiancé Anthony and
yeah,
my ring.
Exactly. Center of my universe. Yes.
You want a sappy answer, or do you want a...
No, Randy, come on. Be yourself. Don't think about what I want to hear. I know I manipulated this whole podcast into what I wanted to hear.
You think?
This last question.
First, give her the answer that's not going to get you murdered.
My family is my favorite prized possession.
Yes. Now, was that the sappy answer?
That was the sappy answer, yes. Okay. That was the sappy answer.
I just want to point out, I'm a little disappointed that you identify your family as possessions. It's very, not forward thinking.
You know, she's very specific on these questions.
So, material item, your favorite.
Oh,
why?
Material items. Well, she was, even if I ask you the same question, you would still say, Anthony, my fiance, look at my ring.
Yes, exactly.
My engagement ring.
Shines with all the sweat.
how it glows in the night.
Yes.
That'll fade away with yours.
I bought a cleaner, so it won't ever fade.
it'll fade. Trust me, it'll fade away, right, Michael? Yeah.
I know. We've been together 10 years, so I don't know.
I know. You waited. I know. Took a while.
We were 17 when we
started. We were just kids when we fell in love.
This is Get to Know Randy. Prize possession, material item, thing.
Okay. Material item.
Thing. Your favorite. Most prized.
Not mammals, but most prized possession. I don't.
Like, is there anything in your home?
The first thing that comes to mind is my phone.
Oh, man. There's, like, nothing like...
Trophy from 1934? No.
Your great-grandfather left this passed down from generations.
Okay, that's true. Yes, you are steering it to the right side of the road. Yeah. I will go with this answer. My grandparents' Bible. How about that?
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Took some coaxing, but we got there. And that took is some coaxing.
Just wait till it's your turn.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Next podcast.
My answer for everything. Anthony.
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 My ring.
Yep.
Anthony.
Anthony.
My ring.
My future wedding dress. My future wedding date. Yep, that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
But this has been another episode of the Hits 104.9 Off-Air Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
And I'll just sing, we were just kids when we fell in love.